The acting programs manager of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Mary Ada, says the report on the rebranding of the Metro Mass buses should be made public as soon as possible. This is because key recommendations in the report, when made public, will help inform others and prevent future occurrences. Mrs. Ada, however, commended the Minister of Transport, Jifa Tivo, for resigning honorably, but was quick to add that others who may be implicated in the scandal must not rush in resigning before issues on the matter are fully resolved. On the president's acceptance of her resignation, Mrs. Ada said it suggests the minister could be truly implicated in the saga. She spoke to George Asikri on Behind the News.
It was a little surprising. Surprising in the sense that we all are aware that the chief of staff had issued the attorney general with a request to do an investigation and submit a report, which was accordingly done yesterday. And so we're thinking the normal thing would be for the chief of staff or government to issue the report to the general public, including the ministry and every other person in Ghana. Because we should at least expect that there would be some recommendations in that report which would chart the way forward for addressing this particular issue. Because there have been allegations, the outcry of Ghanaians have been that the contract had alleged inflated figures. We are not aware of that. We do not know how exactly true this way. And so for her to resign out of the blue was for us maybe a hasty decision. Let me be quick to commend her for being, if not the first in Ghana, a minister of state to accept to resign on allegations, mere allegations. This shows that some people have some integrity and would want to protect. Or otherwise, maybe as she has indicated in a letter, she wants to protect her party as well as the image of government.
That brings to mind, if this move is not a smart way by the governing party to kind of, you know, prevent what is contained in the report. That if, for instance, the report recommended that the minister should be fired.
Exactly. These are issues we are all now conjecturing. Unfortunately, we do not have the privilege of seeing what the report contained. And so whatever we say now would be conjecturing. But the fact remains that the substantive issue is that a report has been submitted to the chief of staff and the people of Ghana are expecting to hear the key recommendations that were made.
President John Mahama has accepted the resignation of Mrs. Atiefo as
then
transport
George,